Ray Scapinello is in the NHL Hall of Fame. He's a longtime linesman, one of the most recognizable linesmen in the game. I don't know, Ray. Thanks for joining us. Have you seen an incident or been involved in an incident like this? I mean, I'm sure you must have.
I have indeed. Yes, indeed. I'm sure you're going to get a bill from that lawyer, by the way.
Well, that's okay.
Years ago, it wasn't as severe as what happened with Weidman and Donnie Henderson, but it happened in Chicago years ago when Stu Grimson was playing for the Chicago Blackhawks.
Mm-hmm.
And a fight.
Speaking of lawyers.
Sorry.
Speaking of lawyers.
He's a very bright young man.
Yes, he is.
And a big man. I mean, I'm 5'7", and he's got to be 6'2", 6'3".
Yes.
But a fight had broken out. Two fights had broken out at the same time. And out of the corner of my eye, I see Stu heading for the altercations. And I grabbed him by his jersey at the front, and I stopped him. But he kept making a concerted effort to try to get into the fight, and we kept spinning around in circles and circles. And I eventually got him to the players' bench. And I think Mike Keenan was the coach at the time. And Mike said, he said, "I'll keep him here, Scamp, I promise." I said, "Do I have your word?" He goes, "Yeah, you do." So I went in and broke up all the fights, and Keenan, to his word, kept Stu at the players' bench. I never did anything to Stu. I just sort of thought it was, you know, part of the game.
Mm-hmm.
Game was over, went in the dressing room. John D'Amico, I'm sure you know John D'Amico, one of the
right.
best linesmen ever laced up a pair of skates, if not the best. He was supervising at the time, and he walked in, and he was extremely disappointed in me for not throwing Stu out of the game. I really couldn't understand what his problem was until later that evening I saw the replay. And, I mean, we spun around. He never won. Point laid a hand on me to try to knock my hands away. He just kept trying to get around me.
Mm-hmm.
And the league went with supplementary discipline and suspended Stu Grimson 3 games for mm-hmm. that incident. So that's the worst that ever happened to me. I was on the on the ice for 33 seasons, and never once had I stepped onto the ice thinking for a millisecond that a player would purposely try and harm me, and it never really did for me.
What was your read on this play? As someone who's been there, first of all, I'm surprised it doesn't happen more often, given how fast the game is now and how big everybody is.
Officials get thumped constantly. I mean, they're telling you to get out of the way half the night, and I can understand that. You know, the rink's, 100 by 85, and the players are, starting at 6 foot and getting bigger, and the game is moving 100 miles an hour, and the players are amazing athletes. They train 12 months a year, and the officials train 12 months a year, by the way. But, yeah, we get in the way, and, the key to not getting in the way is hopefully you read the play a lot better and stay out of harm's way. But in this incident, and listen, I don't know what Weidman was thinking. He obviously wasn't thinking, but, in my opinion, he was a frustrated player from hitting the corner. He's going off, and he took his frustrations out on the first person he ran into, and literally ran into Donnie Henderson, and in my opinion, extended his arms and cross-checked him to the ice and had zero thought of Donnie's safety and well-being. If somebody from the Calgary organization up in the press box watched that incident a couple of times on replay, they should have called down to the assistant coach, tapped Weidman on the shoulder and said, "You get into the dressing room and don't come back out." I mean, I don't think it would have helped this case, but it would have been a lot better sitting in front of Coley Campbell with that reasoning or excuse, whichever word you care to use.
Oh, that was my point exactly. I mean, if you're going to go to Gary Bettman and you're going to say, "Look, I mean, Gary, the player wasn't, he didn't play the rest of the game. He was in the quiet room. He's concussed. At least I could believe that, what I mean? I mean, at least that would make me feel a bit different about the play. But absent that, as I said, the evidence I see, and I can't get into the guy's head and judge intent. The evidence I see is I've got a linesman down. I got the guy in the bench not showing any remorse. And the other thing that kind of stood out, Ray, in this play to me is the reaction of the Nashville players. I mean,
oh, my goodness gracious. Yeah. I don't know if they were interviewed or not. Do you?
I don't know if they were interviewed, but, you could tell that they just didn't believe what they'd just seen. they didn't. That was the reaction.
Yeah, Jeff, it happens so rarely. I mean, maybe 5 or 6 incidents throughout my career. I mean, I know Andy Van Helleman had 2 occasions where he was punched by Terry O'Reilly and Paul Holmgren.
Right.
On two different occasions. This is years ago, but nevertheless, it did happen. I mean, I officiated through the Broad Street Bully era.
Right.
And in that era, when it was, you know, classified as controlled mayhem, I mean, no officials were, you know, in harm's way with all the chaos that was going on in those games. So it's such a rare incident. That's, you know, that's why it's on your talk show. As far as I'm concerned, Coley Campbell and the National Hockey League send a message right across to the NHLPA and anybody else that plays the game of hockey that touching an official just will not be tolerated. And I know they've appealed it. And I mean, that, you know, they'd be foolish not to appeal it. But in my heart, I don't think Mr. Bettman will reduce it. Let me tell you a quick little story.
Sure.
After Brian Burke left the Vancouver Canucks, he became he worked for the National Hockey League in general, and he ended up becoming the director of officiating. And Brian was one of the best bosses that I ever worked under, along with John McCauley and a couple of others. But I just can't believe, and he is defending his player, and that's his job. But I can't believe Brian Burke is giving Dennis Wiedemann much sympathy for what he did. I really can't, knowing Brian Burke the way I do.
Ray, before we let you run, how important was this? You know, you talked about it was a message sent across the league, but we also know there was that incident a couple of years ago, or I don't know if you call it an incident, where those emails were leaked, some emails from Colin Campbell, in which the officials. Some officials weren't necessarily viewed in a great light. Was it important for Coley, do you think, to score some points here? And I mean that respectfully, here?
All these incidents are, I think, just all off on their own. This is completely different. Mm-hmm. I understand what you're saying. I believe those were over a referee by the name of Dean Warren.
Right.
But, no, I think all these just play on their own. I just think they made the right decision. I really, really do. And you can bet that Major League Baseball and basketball and any other major sport, baseball, and it looked at that suspension and are extremely happy with it. Because, I mean, it just, like I said, I'm repeating myself, but it sends a strong message.